Everybody's being so serious and reading.
Hi, this is Joe Field, the founder of Free Comic Book Day and Flying Colors Comics in Concord, California, and you are listening to the Comic Pop Library.
Keep spending money on junk.
I can break it down, strip it for parts. This stuff is what's going to put you through college.
There's something in here needs to make this family some money. Come on, you old wreck. Judgment Day. What the hell happened to you?
Look, it's not normal steel. I don't think it's a truck at all. I think we just found a transformer.
Dad!
I'm gonna ask you this once. Where is Optimus Prime?
You know, we got a rule about messing with people from Texas.
Is over.
Don't you get it? We don't need you anymore.
Another episode of Comic Popcorn Movie Franchises. This time we are looking at Transformers Age of Extinction. This is our fourth part of the Transformers franchise. And of course, as always, we are brought to you by Comic Pop Library. And I am Richard, along with
Luis
and Logan.
And like I said, we are looking at Age of Extinction. As far as I know, going to be the last movie, unless they come out with another one at some point in time. But for this one, we'll let
Extinction. Yes. Extinction is much extinction. Different.
I can't talk. I'm sorry.
Apparently not. Sorry.
This is the fourth one, possibly the last one, unless they come out with something else. I haven't heard of anything in the works, but
they had enough for a sequel.
Oh, yeah, they could. But we're going to let it go here and let Luis take it over and let us know about the info on Transformers Age of Extinction.
All right, Transformers Age of Extinction.
It's my accent. Come on, give me a break.
After the battle between Autobots and Decepticons that leveled Chicago, humanity thinks that all alien robots are a threat. So Harold, a CIA agent, establishes a unit where sole purpose is to hunt down all of them. But it turns out that they are aided by another alien robot who is searching for Optimus Prime. Cade, a robotics expert, quote-unquote, buys an old truck, and upon examination, he thinks it is a Transformer. When he powers it up, he discovers that it is Optimus Prime. Later, man from a unit show up looking for Optimus Prime. He helps Jaeger and his daughter, Tessa, escape, but are perched by a hunter. They escape, and Jaeger learns from technology he took from the man that a technology managed to defend a contractor named Joshua. Joshua is a part of who was going on. Well, that makes no sense. Joshua is a part of what's going on. So they go find out what's going on. That was weird. I didn't like that part. Again, Michael Bay. This time it's new actors, no Shia LaBeouf this time.
We have Mark Wahlberg.
Which I like him as an... I really like him as an actor. He is really, yeah, really good on this stuff.
Yeah, that's that, man. Okay, Mark Wahlberg
was
awesome, is the
last one.
So. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg was really good on this movie. Another hot chick again, like I said. Another model or whatever they want to bring into it. But this time...
Louise, she's a high schooler.
Hey, that was... Okay, that was 2014. How many years has that passed? It's legal. Let's say she's in high school. I'm pretty sure she's older than me. I'm pretty sure. Anyways, this movie, actually, out of all four of them, this probably got the highest rating out of all of them.
I liked it best.
5.8 out of 10. But I liked it. It was a new take, for sure. I did like the concept of, in the beginning, like I said, when he does find that old truck, and you already know who it is. I mean, yeah. Come on. You already know who that the old truck is, and, you know, and, yeah, I guess, but... I don't know what, like, it feels like has time passed, like a long time?
Yeah, it feels like it's been another maybe either between 5 to 8 years. It feels like it's been a little while.
Longer. For me, it feels longer. If Optimum has been hiding for a while and he's collected a lot of dust, he's been...
True.
So, but...
it doesn't seem to be that long, but they don't know who Ratchet was, and he was in the first movie, wasn't he?
Who was that?
The medic. The medic that they
had. He was in hiding too, though.
No, they all been he was hiding. In the first one.
Yeah.
And they showed his thing as, we caught an evil Decepticon person.
Well, that was the, how to explain, the group that was the hunters of Transformers, because for some reason the U.S. government said, they're aliens, like, we can no longer trust them. Hunt them down, but the Autobots got lumped in with the Decepticons, and this unit's killing Autobots along with the Decepticons, mm-hmm. but the public doesn't know it, nor does parts of the even legitimate government. It's more of a personal grudge that this one guy has because he lost a daughter or his family in Chicago.
That was the
Kelsey Grammer guy, the CIA.
That was the military guy?
The CIA. Guy.
Yeah. So that's why. I actually could not recall his story.
That's why he had a personal grudge, so he lumped all Transformers into the same, whether they were Autobots or Decepticons, they were all the same to him. But, of course, come to find out, he's in cahoots with a Transformer. I don't know if you can say it's a true Transformer.
But, we never saw him transform, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
yeah.
The character's name is Lockdown. He was a bounty hunter, basically. And he would transform. His face would go into like a gun.
Yeah.
Type deal. So.
And he also did have a car form, didn't he?
Right. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's something else. This is an AU. Instead of an Allspark, they have Transformium.
Yeah, for
which is actually fairly different.
So it could be a different universe.
So it's a different universe,
well,
but.
No, because they still have Bumblebee. They still have the Transformers. They have
similarities, but this is a different universe.
No, it can't be. It can't be because they talk about Chicago's.
Yeah, they talk about Chicago.
I did say there were similarities in the universe.
It's the same universe. It's the same.
It's the same, yep. It's the same. Never mind.
Because it's taking place after the Chicago devastation that
Sentinel
Prime did. Because this is where your Galvatron came in that we kind of alluded to in the last one by my error. Because their Megatron
completely
is Galvatron.
That he died in the last movie.
So it's like, you know, who died?
Megatron. In the last movie. The third Transformers movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, as much as a robot can die.
Yeah, morally.
Because they forwarded, they put him in an email, put his brain into the Galvatron body that this company, that Edge of the Technology company was creating from Transformium. And this one actually started out with a prologue, I guess you would call it, at the very beginning of the movie, where you're back in the dinosaur age. These big old ships come and they drop these seeds onto Earth.
And it's kind of like I said again with the last movie, it's a conspiracy thing,
right,
where that could have, you know, killed the dinosaurs back then, you know.
Yep.
And there's also the current conspiracy going on with that.
Right.
Hunters.
Exactly. Hunters.
But when they drop the seed, everything in that area turns into that metal.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, the metal's not from Earth. They brought it to help transform on the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a deal. But then they show a hand of who's controlling those ships. It's not a Transformers hand. It's a flesh and blood or
human hand or whatever.
Well, it's not a human hand. Oh, it's an alien hand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's an alien
species of some kind. Yeah.
It's humanoid, not robotic.
Humanoid or something.
So that comes into play later on in the movie. But this one to me, this is my favorite out of the four. And I guess you know why. It's pure action. It's more realistic.
Yes, they had some comedy, but it wasn't as heavy, like you said, as like the other ones. Yeah. It wasn't thrown in your face. It was like, some smart-ass remarks here and there, but it wasn't like...
Yeah, Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
The daughter's boyfriend, he started calling Lucky Charms. And that's just something that, I could see a person doing that. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of humorous. So, to me, that fit, because the boyfriend was from Ireland originally.
Yeah. Mm. And didn't he get called Super Dad? Which turned out to be a pretty accurate description.
True.
Because he was Super Dad.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's one of those where, how to explain it? It starts out a little slow, but once it hits, it goes.
Yeah. There's no stopping.
Probably the first 30 minutes was probably the slowest part. And then when the government agents come to the farm, that's where it picks up. And then you're just on a ride for the rest of it. And that's when you find out, Megatron. Optimus Prime comes out. And, at the farm, because they have bounties. The hunter team, the human hunter team, has bounties on Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad, his inventor, and it kind of makes me wonder, they gave him the last name of Jaeger. Well, if you remember in history, the person that broke the sound barrier and tried to become an astronaut but didn't make it, or he wasn't allowed into the program, was Chuck Jaeger.
Trying
to play in... Playing a little bit with the name and having fun a little bit with bringing the bigger name.
Could be.
So that was kind of a cool little deal. Mm-hmm. And his assistant basically called all together and said, here we go. Come get me. They had like a $25,000 reward.
Something like that.
Betrayed.
But then the guys come in and, the Kelsey Grammer, he plays a good villain. I'll give him that. But he goes, and the leader of the hunter group, pretty serious too, is like, use the daughter. And they put the daughter on the ground, pistol by the head. And, if that was a real situation, I'd say, I think they would have probably put a bullet through her head.
They're serious guys, very serious guys.
And that's where it took off. And you find out that the boyfriend is in the field watching. I don't know how that all came about, or she was probably going to try to get away to have time with her boyfriend, because she was forbidden to have boyfriends.
So he was already
until she graduated, which apparently wasn't that far from.
See, he looked older though. He looked like very old though. Like,
well, he was in his 20s, because the father, Mark Wahlberg's character, was like, I could call you in for statutory, He goes, no, Texas had the Romeo and Juliet law because we met in high school and that's where it was kindled. And so I was like, okay. So. And then they had some fun, he's a rally driver and she's been his navigator.
Yeah.
And one of the things is you need to help out. And she comes up there. And the father's like, what? And he goes, she's got the best hands in the business. And you can take that two different ways. While she's holding on to the gear shift or stick. So there was that type of humor in it. It was more subtle. It was like, they're having fun.
Exactly. If you're growing up, you understand.
So in that regards, I love this movie because it was more serious. Characters were getting beat up a little bit. Autobots and Decepticons were being destroyed.
Though there was one regenerator near the end.
A regenerator.
The guy who lost an eye then had it back for all of 2 seconds before he fell out of a window.
That was kind of a continuity gaffe that
didn't catch. Not have noticed it, or just noticed it and decided, meh, because he was going to die in the next 5 seconds anyways.
Well, I think in the first one, sometimes you can see this in TV series where they're in car chases. The cars get banged up, and then a little bit later, further down the road, they show that side of the car again, and it's perfectly fine.
It's exactly. It's just sometimes I forget.
Yeah. It was an eye.
Because it was, they actually have a person on movies that's their job is to catch continuities, to make the scenes be the same, and they just, oops.
I did like the fight with Optimus Prime and the, was he a T-Rex or was it?
Yes, the T-Rex. They brought in the Dinobots. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. That was a harken back from, I think, like the third season of Transformers when they were Dinobots.
I never saw the cartoon, but I did, like I said, I read about it, and they said, yeah, it was in the cartoon too.
And then I think the other thing that they brought back is when Megatron is taking them and they're going out into the desert where they meet up with the other new Transformers. They meet up with Bumblebee, and he has a little bit different body. But they meet up with Bumblebee, so he's still in this movie. But there's three new ones. Let me see. I had it called up here. Hold on just a moment. You have Drift, which was the samurai Transformer. Oh, yeah. You have Hound, which was John Goodman. He was the big Transformer chewing on a bullet like a cigar. Had the beard. And I'm wanting to say, was Crosshairs the one with the jacket?
Yeah, like the big old green thing.
Yeah, the green one. So, and I thought they kind of looked pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The first thing that entered my mind with the Crosshairs, with his jacket and the way it was and how he talked, it kind of sounded like a Cajun or French a little bit.
Yeah.
I immediately went to the X-Men with the Gambit character.
Oh, yeah.
I said, if that wasn't based on that character, I don't know.
I feel like they might have, because, I mean, he had the big old trench coat thing.
Yeah.
You could do it for
so, and they weren't nice, these new Transformers. They were like, okay, there's these human scum, let's kill them.
Exactly. They didn't care about the humans.
And then they're tasked with protecting them.
True.
It's because Optimus was like, hey, they're with me. You know.
They were only tasked with protecting that group of three people and whoever they have kids for. That's about it for their protection duties.
But, and the scientist dude, he's a rich guy again with, like I said, edge of the technology, cutting edge technology stuff. With the Transformium you mentioned, where it's a new... Which is kind of weird, because the Transformers, if they're made out of Transformium, how come they don't transform the same way? Because it was more... I don't know how you would describe it. Yeah. It was digital for definitely. You can tell it was more of a digital type deal than anything.
It was a cloud of boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's part of what, because in the first one, there's the Mountain Dew Transformer from the Alt-Mart. That used a no Transformer
pop machine.
That's why I say alternate universe.
Well, no, it's
most
not
of
an
the
alternate
Vince
universe.
Exactly
I'll
the same.
I'll argue but. That. It's not an alternate universe. It's
it's not an alternate universe, yeah.
But yes, there's a continuity error with that as well. There is a little bit of continuity error. I think they were just trying to figure out what can we do for this one.
Because I feel like they wanted to make it fresh, you know, because new stuff, new freshness. But
go ahead.
Completely forgot about that. First and second parts.
Because the Allspark, what was that for again? Like
that was
the thing that gave all the Transformers
life.
But isn't that like what you talk about now, that Transformium,
they said exactly. The game life. That's what Logan's saying. This is another continuity gap.
Almost everything else stayed exactly the same.
Yep.
But AU.
And it seems like, wasn't there one scene where they did show, they never, that's what it was. The scenes where that tied it in was the Battle of Chicago. They mentioned it, but then on one of the TVs, they also had like a news report about the Battle of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like a remembrance type deal or something like that. But all the other characters from the first three movies, never
nothing.
Talked about.
Nope.
Not even from Bumblebee or Optimus Prime.
Nothing. It's like you forgot all what happened.
Yeah, so that one felt a little odd, but... Like you said, I think they were just trying to make a fresh start and get it going.
Because, I don't know, like, wouldn't what's his name? Will Whitwick still be around? You know, if Bumblebee's still there,
they've been hunting find. Transformers. So.
I know they're hiding, but
maybe
like,
they hunted him down too and put a bullet in his head.
They were about to kill a random
that is
high
true.
Schooler.
That is true. They could have. They could have went to his house and were like, "Hey,
The military team. They were more on the Transformer side, so maybe they got a bullet too."
Oh yeah.
So hey, if we're talking about government conspiracies, let's go all the way.
That could be the backstory. Yeah, that is true.
Like I said, this one, I just love this one to death. But I was saying they had a callback to that desert scene. I never said why. I got to talking about the characters, and then we got on other stuff. Yeah. But in the original Transformers cartoon series, they were hiding. They weren't out in public, you know, and their base was out in the desert like that. It was, you know, it was a hidden base. So that harkened back to the cartoon, which a lot of people liked because it brought that back in, plus the Dinobots. Mm-hmm. So again, that was kind of cool. Some of the other things that came in, it wasn't really a battle for a city per se. It was a battle for the Transformiums and the seeds.
Yeah.
And lockdown with the bounty hunter in the ship and taking the Transformers. And for some reason, he just wanted Optimus Prime. He didn't care about the other Transformers.
He was hired.
Yeah.
The Prime.
And
apparently they didn't care about the other Prime, which I already can't remember.
Sentinel?
Yes.
He was killed in the last one.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to worry about him. But the thing with... They did capture Optimus and Lockdown... Took him on his ship.
Accidentally captured the daughter.
The daughter, true.
Oh, yeah.
But we've come to find out that the Dinobots are on the bounty hunter's ship. There's other aliens on this ship that he's captured.
Yeah.
And he's talking with Optimus. He's like, you think you're unique. Somebody created you. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that harkens back to the beginning of the show where they show
the guy's hand.
And then... They're talking about he's a ranger or a knight or
like a knight, yeah.
It's like what?
Because I'm not a big
Transformers fan, but I don't remember that.
Is it this one where he actually gets the sword and he has the shield? Yeah, so he was a knight, yeah.
And there was other knights because he was like the way the Lockdown said it is like he was one of a group,
One of many,
round table.
Yeah.
And it actually was a round table with swords sticking out of it.
And that's where he found the Dinobots. And somehow, the little robot. How the heck? One of the little robots is back as well.
Yeah. Oh. He was being used as a translator from Decepticons.
And somehow they get onto the ship of Lockdowns and they escape. It's all that all whatever, and that's where the Dinobots get released, and he gets his shield and stuff, and that's when the big battle kind of it's kind of a fractured movie when you think about it.
I think you might be getting it a bit out of order as well, because how did they get onto the ship actually? I honestly can't.
Well, the daughter was up there,
yeah.
Then the small robot. Got up there and he played with a few things, if I remember right, and he triggered the anchors.
Yeah,
and then the rest of them got on from there,
mm-hmm.
if I remember right.
That sounds somewhat right. And
because they had the same gunships like in the third movie, mm-hmm. they had the same type of gunships that went into it. But it was like they went from fight and Lockdown, they escape. And it's not a big fight. I mean, it's basically an escape scene. And they escape. He warps out.
That was where the one guy got his sword gun.
Oh, yeah. Well, the dad finds some weapons, and he finds
a pair of sword guns on the wall.
Right. And
he proves awesome at it.
True.
The boyfriend tries to surrender and accidentally shoots one of them.
Shows that he's... And a person never knows what they're going to do in that situation until they're faced with it, though. So, and people have different reactions. So it's like, you can call him a coward, but I mean, you don't know how you're going to act in that situation until you're there either. So,
pretty dire with you having what seems to be just swords versus a block of miniature-ish, human-sized metal people coming at you, and dogs.
Yeah, they had the dogs there. They were kind of a mishmash. But Lockdown basically jumps out of the system or leaves the system. They escape in kind of like a small pod.
Yeah, his prize and, ship where he sticks that.
And then they're back to fighting to this cutting-edge technology group that's created Galvatron and the Bumblebee, because they basically are emulating Bumblebee, Optimus.
They were trying for Optimus. They got Megatron, whatever.
Well, they called him Galvatron, but he was a semi.
Yeah.
Bumblebee was a little bit fancier.
Yeah. Sting or something?
Something like Sting? That. I think it's Sting or something like that. And they started fighting them. And then when that's...
So that was over the
pretty much, siege,
which was payment for delivering Optimus.
Right. And then when that's pretty much done, then they're back to fighting the bounty hunter again at the end about the seeds.
Yeah, because he came back right? to... Actually, he came back for Optimus. He just used the seed to try and figure out where they would be.
True. So, in actuality, this is kind of a fractured movie, but I enjoyed the hell out of it for some reason.
I liked it too, but I don't know.
The dad is a good shot.
True.
His movies for me were, I liked them, but they were a little too long, I guess. But
yeah, that surprised me when we, because I didn't remember being as long as they were. I think each movie's about two and a half hours long.
Or at least the last two.
Yeah.
This one was.
Okay, wow. Huh. It was a little bit of time there.
154 minutes.
Yeah, so.
2 hours.
Actually, isn't that 2.5?
Yeah.
60 and 20?
Yeah, pretty much. So these are longer movies than what you think. Star Wars movies are longer than what you think, too. They're roughly two and a half hours as well.
That is true, but...
So it's surprising on some of these movies. You're like, oh, okay, Harry Potter's are fairly long.
Yeah, they're inches. I like Harry Potter.
But this is one where, again, it's just basically a fun ride. Have fun with it.
Another summer movie.
Yeah. But they did leave off. I don't know if Hasbro was trying to go for the Marvel and now what's turning into the Star Wars model. And I think DC is going to try to do that with their DC, Warner Brothers, with their DC property. But he left
to find
the group led by Bumblebee with the other Autobots on Earth, like Logan said, to protect the family.
And Optimus
goes off into space.
Look for the creators who ordered him hunted down. And Megatron's actually getting ready to attack Earth in hopes of attacking Optimus.
True. So it's like you can see them saying, you know, oh, the next movie is just going to be maybe just a Transformers, pure Transformers movie with just Optimus Prime
or
going to find the creators and it'd be aliens.
Or it could be Megatron's segment of it with him versus the group there.
True.
And so it could be either way.
Then they bring them back together for another movie. So whether they actually do that, I haven't heard of any new Transformers movies. This, I don't know about if this is the DVD release date or the movie release date, but on the back of the Blu-ray case, it's a 2014.
Yeah.
So it's only a year, 2 years old.
I feel like if they do want to make another one, maybe next year or the year after that would be release date. Because if you look at before Dark Side of the Moon was 2011, so it did take them three years. So 4, 5, 6, 7. So 2017. Roughly.
Maybe they'll try for 2020 with two movies out at the same time. Both sides of the story.
I don't know. But I think that's what they were trying to go for, is try to, like Logan said, separate them out, do two separate movies with two groups, Optimus and the human crew, and then bring them back together for another show. And I don't know if they could go any further from there, because they could. I mean, that's been shown to be proven with Marvel, but they have a lot of characters to draw from. Exactly. I don't know if the Transformers universe really does without creating brand new ones, which I think they might have done for this movie.
And they might be able to carry the ones they have for now through at least a movie or two.
But if they want to keep it fresh, I feel like they would have the new ones.
Yeah. I think, and that's why they brought in those three new ones at the desert and lockdown, you know. Mm-hmm. So that kept it fresh and new, and I was like, oh, okay. And the Dinobots, you know.
Where do they keep on getting these Autobots? That's something.
Well, we've never been told really how many Autobots came to Earth with Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
So
it makes it seem like it's only those you see, but then there's also these ones.
Because when you think about it, would there really be that small of a group?
I feel like there would be like a big group, just like you said, it's just the name.
They try to make you think that they can all fit in a spaceship in the third one.
Well, that...
That's an Earth spaceship.
No, they just had the shuttle attached to it to make it look like their spaceship was the boosters for the shuttle, where their spaceship was the actual bigger portions of it. But yeah, they... Because when they try to do the scope, it try to show that they could all fit on there.
Yeah.
But, and yeah, lockdown ship is humongous. Mm-hmm. Like, holy cow!
It has antibodies the size of humans.
Really?
That look like humans or wolves.
Logan mentioned the wolves. Yeah, it's like, I don't know if they were purely metal or a combination of alien and metal, trying to go for like biocircuitry, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. And then we had the tight roping scene where humans didn't get off on the escape pod. They went down the anchor lines.
Yeah.
So and Bumblebee was kind of cool in some of these scenes. I mean, mm-hmm. To me the one that was the coolest was the Crosshairs. I think it was what his name was, the green one. I thought that he just had a cool aspect to him.
And he had a pretty good fight scene in the versus Galvatron portion.
True. And I don't remember that, to be honest. Did he? What was that one?
The green guy who was chewing on a bullet?
That's not Crosshairs.
Apparently I'm getting mixed up.
That's Ratchet.
Ratchet's the
Hound.
Doctor.
That was Hound. Ratchet was the doctor. He's the one that got decimated at the beginning. And he was the one from the first movie, like you said. Yeah. He was the ambulance or emergency vehicle or whatever you call it.
I know
medic,
that.
Yeah, he's the medic.
I have no clue what vehicle he used.
I think it was an ambulance or emergency vehicle. I can't remember.
Well, the first one, they were more like service, like Optimus still stuck with his truck. But there was one that was like a fire, what do you call it?
Fire truck?
It was like a fire truck. It was a fire truck, but it wasn't like the actual fire trucks, it was like more of a... It was a fire truck, I know that, but it's a different kind,
That's why I'm wondering if that was Ratchet, the emergency vehicle. I don't know.
Maybe it was a yellow one. Maybe it was Ratchet. I don't know. I'm not really good with them.
It's been a while since we saw the first one.
Yeah.
True. That's for sure. This is one, like I said, again, it's one of those, if you're a Transformers fan, sci-fi fan, you probably pretty much watched it, seen it, probably might have it in your collection. If you don't, check out your local library. They might have it on the shelf where you can watch it again. Or even if you haven't watched it, you might, start with the first one and go through. Because it is a progression. You don't want to just jump in with this fourth one and go. There is some progression to it.
Yeah. And you want to watch at least the third one.
All right, check this out.
You don't actually have to watch any of them to watch the fourth one.
There is going to be a fifth one.
Oh, really? You found something?
2017.
Oh. Any other deets? Any subtitle or anything like that?
I mean, it's just Transformers 5 right now, 2017. And then the only one that's casted right now is just Peter Cool and Cullen.
I'm guessing that's the voice for Optimus or Megatron.
I don't know.
It's probably the voice for Optimus.
Mm-hmm. Optimus Prime. That's mm-hmm. who Peter Cullen is.
Mm-hmm. So we'll at least be following him.
True. So that we might be going out into space,
or he might just narrate it, beginning. Just narrate a little bit about it.
He pulls a U-turn and says, "I got tired, so I came back."
he is a pretty old guy.
It kind of surprised me because in the third one, Dark of the Moon, he had like a weapons kit.
Yeah, exactly.
And he put on a jet pack and flew around for a very little bit of time. And
his trailer was actually not part of his body; it was just weapons.
And then in this movie,
he lost all that.
But he had the jetpack, and it looked like it was built into him.
When he took off
at the end, it didn't look like a separate apparatus to me. It almost looked like it was built into him. So, and of course, maybe they can, since they are robots, maybe they can do advancements on themselves.
Uh-huh.
Attachments, yeah.
So this
one, I seem to remember a Nokia getting transformerized in the first one.
These movies, all of them, had some heavy, heavy commercialism in them. I mean, some of these companies, I don't know how much they paid Hasbro to put their products in the movie. I think that it was, I can't remember if it was the third one or if it was this one, but Cisco was all over the place.
Huh.
the computer company Cisco. And I was like, wow, okay.
Marketing.
Yeah, marketing.
Well, so, if they don't have to actually force it, then they can do it just fine.
Oh, yeah. But I think that'll probably do it for us again. This is the first one
without Linkin Park and instead of Imaginary Dragons, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, we discussed that, Logan and I. The first three had...
Linkin Park Linkin Park songs. This one had Imagine Dragons or Imaginary Dragons?
Imagine Dragons is what they're called.
I never noticed that.
So they did. They took a break from, you know, not just the actors, but the music groups.
What if
too,
they just
kind of
signed a contract and saying, we're only going to make three movies. Can we borrow your songs for three movies? And then they didn't want to renew the contract for three more movies or whatever. So they're like, let's just pick somebody else. Maybe.
That could be. Could be. And I think that this time, maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly. Will do it for us.
Yes.
We're good.
We enjoyed, like I said, the whole Transformers series. We have fun with them. We've had fun talking about Age of Extinction. And yes, my accent and how I pronounce stuff kind of sucks sometimes. We've enjoyed Age of Extinction. Is that better for you, Logan?
Yep.
Okay.
Wouldn't be a problem except for extension's already a word.
True. Well, we've been having fun. Hope everybody's been having fun listening to us. We'll catch you at the next showing. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.